I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Delivery of aid to Myanmar's earthquake zones is choked by military junta checkpoints, where inspections and bribery are the norm. Attacks between the junta and rebel groups have been reported even though a temporary ceasefire was announced last week. A pastor from Myanmar with A3, whose voice we have changed, says,
"One very serious thing I really want to make it known to the world is that don't try to, legitimize military junta. They are seeking the international legitimacy, acknowledgement by using this situation."
Believers in Myanmar are rising to help, yet the pastor says they are still, quote, wounded healers. Partner with A3 to send relief in the name of Christ to Myanmar. Above all, pray for genuine comfort and genuine aid for them. Then, France and other European nations hope to coax Iran into a diplomatic conversation over its advancing nuclear program. Will the Iranian regime listen? Hormoz Shariat with Iran Alive Ministry says we must consider biblical prophecy as we think about Iran. We can take action based on what God says will happen. For example, in Jeremiah 49, God says he will set his throne in Elam, a region that in the modern day is part of Iran and Iraq. That means, Shariat says, Iran will one day be saved.
The purpose of prophecy is two things. Don't be afraid. Get it done. We need to wake up and say, God, oh, you're saving Iranians? You're transforming that nation? I want to be a part of it. I want to be a history maker.
Find your place in the story of what God is doing in the Iranian church today. Learn how in the full report at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.